Good morning, Aurel. Today is Monday, 5th of August, and right now it's mostly cloudy on 28 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today says overcast with temperatures between low of 28 to high of 33 degrees Celsius with a heat index of 36. It will be breezy again with winds from west at 15 to 25 km per hour. Later on we can expect overcast with thunderstorms, then a chance of a thunderstorm and rain after midnight. Breezy, of course, with southerly winds at 10 to 20 km per hour shifting to the west after midnight. And chance of a rain is on 80% with rainfall amounts near 6.6 mm possible. Morning humidity was on 67 and it will drop on 55% by noon. Moon is waning crescent, illuminated on 3%, and tomorrow is new moon. Today at 4:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, we are invited to a general meeting to discuss the selection of the Matamandir executive called by the working committee with agenda, update, why call this meeting, explanation of current Matamandir executive selection process, and discussion with questions. It will be facilitated by Resident Assembly Service. And if you want to more actively participate on entry process, we can go on Wednesday at 4 p.m. at Visitor Center to the next meeting of Hearing the Newcomers Group, which will be an informal coffee tea time get together. The intention of the group is to share and get to know each other. They warmly invite any Aurovillians who would like to meet some newcomers, and anyone who is thinking of becoming a newcomer is also welcome as well. For more information, you can call Shanti on 262-2584. On Saturday, 10th of August at 8 p.m. we are invited to Sri Aurobindo Auditorium in Bharat Niva's Pavilion of Indian Culture in International Zone to see Spirit of Frida danced by Kalpana Raghuraman. Kalpana Raghuraman was born and raised in Netherlands and also deeply rooted in Indian culture, sees herself as a bridge builder between cultures, tradition and people. Kalpana, trained in Bharatanatyam, has been an artist in residence at the renowned Corso Theater, one of Holland's main producers of contemporary dance. As resident choreographer, she has created several successful contemporary dance performances. The Italian Pavilion presents Anna Maria, 35 years for Auroville, which is a painting exhibition, and it will be inaugurated at the Unity Pavilion International Zone on Saturday at 4:30 p.m., where there will be also a short musical presentation of Aria Antice, performed by Carla on voice and Pushkar on keyboard. We are invited on Saturday, 10th of August at 4 p.m. at Multimedia Center to a presentation by Auroville Green Practices Summer School, From a House to Home Building for a Dignified Living. The Summer School From House to Home Building for a Dignified Living is a 3-week learning program for students of architecture, design, environment and engineering. This program is an initiative using Auroville and its outstanding experience in human unity and sustainable living as a platform for learning and personal growth of students from around the world. The program is based on an approach that nurtures hands, skill, head, competences and heart in the capacity of students. In the last 3 weeks, students designed and built a small voluntary accommodation at the Sacred Grove site near Aurodam. Besides teaching technical competencies and skills, participants explored questions such as how can the technology we use serve the people and planet? What should our highest quality of life be? What can I contribute? The 22 participants and the organizers of the summer school invite the Auroville community for a presentation of their efforts and accomplishment. For those who love acting, the Art of Acting classes are offered by Jill, who is saying, if you have acted before or want to try it for the first time, if you are interested in learning how to move on stage, curious about creating a character, how to make sense of a script, using space, time and energy, I will be offering acting classes at Skripa. Timing at the moment is Monday and Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. and can be changed if necessary, but let's take this as our starting time. Classes continue until last week of August. You can also call me or write me on jillswar@auroville.org in or call me on 948641-6173. And here's an interesting invitation from La Piscine Team, where it's saying that swimathon is organized by La Piscine Team and that would be a special swimming event, like a kind of marathon for the pool. They picture this swimathon as an event which lasts 12 hours, where the aim is that each of the five lanes must have at least one swimmer swimming for at least half an hour, so that the pool always has five swimmers swimming during the 12-hour event. If you are tired, you can walk in the water or just do small swimming motions. You don't even need to know how to swim, but you must be in a lane for half an hour, more if you feel like it. You may swim as family if you wish, or even sign up for several swims, like in the afternoon and at night. A spreadsheet is provided at the pool reception so that you may sign up for the time at which you want to swim and also for how long. You may come back several times. If someone who has reserved a slot does not show up, the lane leader will have to replace that person. The first and last half hour of the event, the lane leader will swim in the lane. The event starts at noon, 12 p.m. On Saturday, 17th of August, and finish on Saturday, 17th of August at midnight. Parents, they can bring children because they will try to make sure that they will be babysit and taken care of when we swim. It's a fun event for all ages and abilities. Everyone can join, have fun, and spread the awareness about the importance of swimming. And it will be nice to swim at night with the lights. And tea, coffee, and snacks will be provided. The experiment of 12 qualities of the mother with flowers is going on, and this is the month of courage. And the mother wrote, "As indispensable courage, a perfect sincerity, a total self-giving to the extent that you do not calculate or bargain, you do not give what the idea of receiving, you do not offer yourself with the intention of being protected, you do not have a faith that needs proofs. That is indispensable for advancing on earth. This alone can shelter you against all dangers." And the crimson color is the light of love in the vital and physical, wrote Sri Aurobindo. And the flower is color Tropis Gigantea. Today at 6:30 p.m. at Savitri Bhavan, they will screen Aswapeti and Sri Aurobindo in Savitri. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m. you can see an Indian psychological thriller, 22nd Day of the Monsoon Month, which was made in India 2011 by director Srijit Mukherjee. Tomorrow they will screen a German drama, Welcome to Germany, in collaboration with Goethe Institute and Max Müller Bhavan Germany. It was made in 2011 by director Yasmin Sandarelli. And on Wednesday we can see the special documentary Leopards, 21st Century Cats. It was made in UK in 2013 by director Stephen Gooder. And this film was contributed for screening by Janaki and Rome Whittaker. Rome will be speaking at the Future School on Friday, 9th of August at 12:55 p.m. And the mother wrote, "Blessed are those who take a leap towards the future." Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on ourwillradio.org.